Welcome to our program, Everyday English. As I pointed out at the end of our lesson last week, our discussion of the two expressions fairly and rather were incomplete, and I would like us to fill in the gap today. In addition, I would like us to look at the word cloth. Let's begin with a further look at the words rather and fairly. We've said both are used to express moderation, but fairly is normally used to express moderation in the company of words which have favorable associations, whereas rather moves with words with unpleasant associations. For example,
that's rather an unpleasant thing to talk about.
That's rather an unpleasant thing to talk about. Here, the word rather expresses moderation. The implication is that what is being talked about is not extremely unpleasant, but only moderately so. Secondly, the word unpleasant, which is used here with rather, has unpleasant associations. And now listen.
She was fairly studious.
She was fairly studious. The word fairly, like rather, implies moderation. The student is moderately hardworking, but not very hardworking. The word fairly is being used with studious, which has positive connotations. Another difference between them, which we did not mention, is that rather can be used with a comparative adjective, but fairly cannot. For example,
he talks rather faster than he ought to, considering that his class is a beginner's one.
Rather faster. Rather can also be used with the intensifier too.
He speaks rather too fast for my liking.
She tends to be rather too harsh with the boys.
He speaks rather too fast for my liking. She tends to be rather too harsh with the boys. Fairly cannot be used either with a comparative adjective or with a word to. Thus, we do not expect to hear,
he spoke fairly better than we all thought him capable of.
This is inappropriate.
He arrived fairly too late for the concert.
This is also incorrect, although the next sentence you're going to hear is correct. He substitutes rather for fairly.
He arrived rather too late for the concert.
He arrived rather too late for the concert. We now turn to the second part of the lesson. We're going to discuss the word cloth. Cloth. I have in mind a group of words which refer to clothing.
Cloth. Cloth.
Clothes.
Clothes.
Clothing.
Now let's take cloth first. The noun cloth can be used in a count sense as well as in a non-count sense. When it is used as a count noun, it has both a singular and a plural form. A cloth, as well as cloths. When it is non-count, it refers to
material which is made by weaving cotton, wool, silk, and similar material.
As in these sentences.
She bought 7 yards of cloth to make a gown.
cloth as used here is non-count. It refers to material, cotton, silk, rayon, or wool. Here's another example.
Your cloth will not be enough for a pair of trousers.
That is, the material will not be enough for a pair of trousers.
This is good quality silk cloth.
This is good quality silk cloth. But we do not say,
this is a good quality cloth.
No.
This is a good quality silk cloth.
That is when we intend to refer to the cloth in a non-count sense. Neither do we say,
these are good quality silk cloth.
Because cloth is being used in these sentences as a non-count noun referring to fabric. However, if cloth is used as a count noun, it has a plural form and a singular can occur with the indefinite article a, as in
a cloth.
Cloths.
A cloth. Cloths. And these occur in compounds like
a dishcloth,
whose plural is
dishcloth.
A tablecloth,
whose plural is
tablecloths.
A floor cloth,
whose plural is
floor cloth.
In these words, cloth refers not merely to raw material, but to material which has been cut and fashioned for special uses, as in,
she bought some beautifully embroidered tablecloths.
She bought some beautifully embroidered tablecloths. Similarly, we say,
he wore one of his native cloths to church.
He wore one of his native cloths to church. The cloth here has been cut and fashioned. The same is true of kente cloth, as in this sentence.
Kente cloths are expensive these days.
Kente cloths are expensive these days. Plural, count noun. That's all there's time for, listeners. Goodbye.